This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're excited to bring you a special Frontline of Hope update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop for the Diocese of Columbus, for Wednesday, April 1st. Welcome, Bishop Brennan.
Thank you, Bill, and hello to everyone who's listening today.
You entitled these updates A Frontline of Hope, so let's talk a little bit about hope and prayer today. There are a number of people, based on media reports, that'll be facing some very difficult times coming up.
Yes, we've heard these media reports right from the sources themselves. So on a national level, the president said that we're heading into a couple of tough weeks. And here in Ohio, I think things are kind of following the models they predicted. And so these last couple of weeks have really been the preparation. Having lived on Long Island, I can relate to Dr. Atkins' analogy of the hurricane, that you're watching the forecast, you're following the model, seeing how the storm goes. You have some time, and you want to make all your preparations while the sun is shining and that storm is down south and you're not feeling any of the effects. Well, that's when you should be out there working hard and securing everything and being prepared. And that's what they've been asking us to do. And then about a week ago, she said, well, now you're kind of in that place where it's starting to rain. But, you know, and it's funny, that analogy makes sense because growing up on Long Island, sometimes you look outside and say, what hurricane, you know, and everything seems great. And even when the rain comes, you say, this is nothing. But boy, when the eye of the storm is coming up against you, you really feel the pounding. And that's what she's been saying. And I think we're kind of now on the edge of that storm coming. So we've battened down the hatches. It hasn't been easy. I think already, I can speak for myself, we're all already a little bit stir crazy. And yet now, hopefully, all of that hard work and all of us taking very seriously our moral responsibility will make a difference. However, yes, I think we're starting to see even amongst ourselves some of the some change that we see that the numbers are increasing.
My daughter Emily, going to her work yesterday at Mount Carmel East, said that the cases are increasing, treatment is increasing. So that analogy makes sense to me as well. It's starting to rain. Now, you come from a unique perspective. You're coming from Long Island. Are there family members or others that you're aware of that are facing the coronavirus, not just in concept, but in reality?
Well, fortunately, and a lot of people have been asking, and thanks for your concern, my family is doing well, and they're doing their best. My parents are well and taking very seriously all of the guidance and all of the warnings. My brothers and sisters are looking in on them. But, you know, a number of family members, my one brother is a New York City police officer. I have one niece who is an emergency room nurse in Connecticut, another niece who does work in speech pathology and audiology, and she's working in a hospital situation. So you know, we're all watching, but thank God everybody's well. Thank you for that concern. But yes, I'm hearing from people I know, and I'm hearing more personal stories of people who are very ill, some who are only slightly ill, and of course it's national news, but one of the priests of Brooklyn died recently of the virus. He was a younger man. He may have had some other health issues, but it's hitting home. And I think people in New York, most people would say that they do know of somebody who is facing this at one level or another. So, you know, the invisible enemy is starting to show its face. Yes, and so it's a little less theoretical or hypothetical in New York as it's been here. But again, we're starting to see some of those signs.
Bishop Brennan, yesterday you spoke to us about keeping our eyes fixed on Christ, and especially as we start to see the rain start to fall here in central Ohio. How do you recommend that we keep our eyes fixed on Christ over the next few days and weeks?
I think we have to pray and pray hard. And I often say sometimes it's the familiar prayers that are the best because there's some kind of a natural inclination, you know. When something seems serious, the words of the Our Father and the words of the Hail Mary just come so naturally, you know. So praying some of those traditional prayers and being very sincere in that, contemplating the gospel and seeing Jesus in his interaction with people and realizing how he's so close to people in those times of need, we might recognize that he's very close to us right now. So we want to do that. And of course, we're entering into Holy Week, which makes this a little bit, on the one level, a little more painful. But we're also, by going into Holy Week, we're entering into Holy Week very deeply, you know, walking with Christ this road. And so we can become very keenly aware of him as we think of the his steps along the way as we follow the Gospels of the day. And whether it be by listening to St. Gabriel Radio, to the Mass during the day, or one of the live streaming, or just by reading the readings of the day. Those are encounters with Christ in his significant moments.
And next week we'll have the opportunity for a diocesan-wide retreat. It'll begin on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, aired on St. Gabriel at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. That is a great gift to myself and my family. You had mentioned that the week of Holy Week is both good and painful, and I guess when you said that's true. No one likes to consider Christ's suffering in the midst of their own struggles. But in a strange way, it can give us some comfort, too.
Yeah, it can. And, you know, it's painful partly because we're not doing the things we normally would do. And so that's great. Thank you for broadcasting this retreat. And I thank my Father Mike Kelly and the cathedral team here who's working so hard to make this a meaningful experience for everyone.
And before we close with a prayer, Chrism Mass in the Diocese of Columbus is traditionally on Tuesday. And when is the Chrism Mass next week?
We're going to celebrate it on Holy Thursday itself. The Mass is usually that's the day that the Church ordinarily would celebrate the Chrism Mass. It's built into the calendar that way, but the Church allows for pastoral needs that the day be moved. And in many dioceses in the United States, because of distance, that priests would have to travel and then be back for the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper. Given that sense of a distance, many dioceses move the day to a day earlier in Holy Week. So yes, we will be celebrating the Chrism Mass on Thursday morning.
That's beautiful, and thank you, Bishop Brennan, again for taking the time to address all of us as listeners and uniting and connecting us. Would you like to end with a prayer?
Let us. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. May Almighty God bless all of you who are listening and all your loved ones. May Almighty God look with special care now on those who are sick and those who care for them as we approach these more difficult days. May he assure us of his presence, and may we be instruments of his tranquility and peace and joy to all around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And thank you so much, Bishop Brennan, for your Frontline of Hope update for Wednesday, April the 1st. If you'd like to hear this or any of his homilies, you can go to stgabrielradio.com. And now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.